Warning, it's summer now, so Florida Man is getting more active and even crazier than usual. Listener discretion is advised. Coming to you from America's Wang, this is Florida Man, the podcast for Tuesday, May the 21st, 2019.
Each week we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And in this week's episode,
Florida Man can't dribble with all those restrictive clothes.
Florida Man wants the whole world to know his favorite kink.
The drunken, smelly Florida man asking to see your papers is not really an FBI agent.
And Florida woman is our new syringe stashing record holder. Please let me read that one.
Plus, fabulous Florida facts, listener email and V-mail, and much, much more.
Oh, well, I have a confession.
Yeah.
I'm out of Tito's. Apparently, everyone in the house, we had a little gathering, and apparently all the Tito's is gone.
Oh, that's like disaster.
It is. I've had to resort to Plan B.
Which is?
Crystal Head Vodka.
Crystal Head?
Well, Crystal Vodka. Crystal Head?
Crystal Skull?
Crystal Skull. That's it. That's what I was trying to say. It's
I was going to say,
a little expensive.
If you get a little head from Crystal, that's
yeah, it's a little, it's a little expensive for what I'm doing now, mixing it. And, it's painful.
It's painful. Just knowing how much you paid for that. And you've got it thrown in with the orange juice.
Yep. Yeah, it's actually I'm doing better. I'm not doing orange juice. I'm doing energy drinks.
Oh yeah, that's much better.
Not energy drinks. It's like Gatorade. It's called not Powerade.
Like a sports drink.
Yeah, it's like a sports drink. Sports drink.
Okay.
So technically, while you're drinking, you're hydrating yourself. Is the way I look at it.
There you go. Yeah. So
I'm actually doing my body good.
Sure.
In theory.
Yeah. They kind of offset each other.
Yeah.
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 That's fine. So this is our first episode of season two.
Dos. For our Spanish-speaking friends.
Yeah. So, do you feel any different?
Not really, no. I'm exhausted. I'm tired. I've had a shitty day.
And no song? No new song? No new theme song?
No, not yet. No.
Well, we will have it for season three.
Oh, at least. Yeah. At least about three.
Maybe two and a half.
We're going to do it. This is bad timing.
Yeah. Did you see that the Oxygen Network has put out their new schedule that they're going to be coming up with all these new shows for, and they have one called Florida Man.
Contrary to popular belief, the Oxygen Network is not in my favorites on Hulu.
No.
So I'm going to have to defer to you, Joel, on the as being the expert of the Oxygen Network.
I don't even know what the Oxygen Network is. I just saw that.
And it went like one step below one step above the Hallmark Channel.
Is it like a?
I think it's like a chick flick one.
Lifetime,
like Lifetime, movies, Hallmark.
Okay, yeah, I know. I just looked at the press release that they put out because I get alerts for Florida Man it's not really going to be like our show. It's only going to focus on murders that happen in Florida.
Murders.
Yeah, I guess they're changing the Oxygen Network to a whole like true crime themed.
It may channel. Be. I may be. Yeah, yeah. You're right. You're right. I am wrong. We have top shows: accident, suicide, or murder. Chicago PD in Ice Cold Blood. Killer Couples. Murder for Hire and Snapped.
Nice.
And apparently, Snapped is on every hour tonight.
The Snap Block, huh?
Yeah, this is more. Yeah, it looks like it's more of a true crime thing now. I thought Oxygen was. I may be wrong. I thought Oxygen was like a Hallmark and Lifetime type thing.
It might have used to been. Yeah.
Once upon a time in a land far, far away.
Yep.
Yeah. Do we get royalties off that?
We don't, because they're Florida Man, not Florida Men.
Oh.
And they're not a podcast, so
freaking lawyers.
Yep, they're sneaky like that. But if they use the ballot of Florida Man.
Oh, totally got them then.
We're totally on.
Have they approached us for the rights on that yet?
They have not.
They haven't.
No.
Dang. One day.
Someday.
One day.
Yep.
I'm holding out for Pornhub.
Pornhub?
Yeah. The Florida Man channel on Pornhub.
I can't say that I've that's anything I'd want to see.
The meth. We got some stories tonight that could semi-qualify to be on the Pornhub channel of Florida Man.
There's at least two. This has been a good week for Florida Man stories. I was late setting up the outline for today, so I did it on my lunch break. And I just the first email that I got from my Google alerts, I filled up the entire outline because Florida Man's been busy this week.
Has he? All right.
Oh yeah.
So how's the t-shirt thing going?
Well, since it was officially over as of last Friday.
Oh, yeah, you're done. That's right.
Yeah, I lost 7-10. Yes, but that does mean that when Heather is down here on her honeymoon next weekend or this weekend, we'll take her out to dinner.
Well, we sort of need to know which weekend it is.
Yeah.
She's told me numerous times.
You didn't write it down?
No, I didn't need to because I got it ingrained in my memory.
And so that day is?
It's either this weekend or next weekend. I just got approximate. Huh? Yeah. Well, okay. Well, ingrained in my mind is generalities. I'm not real good at specifics. Specificities.
Okay. So, yeah, when you find that out, let me know.
Because usually people just tell me where I'm supposed to show up, what I'm supposed to do. Yeah. I'm not one of those pre-planning type fellers.
Yeah, same here. I just go wherever my wife tells me I'm supposed to be.
So, t-shirt thing's over. You lost.
Yes.
We didn't buy Heather a wedding gift either. And since you hold all the money for the proceeds of this hereby money-making establishment. What's our budget for this?
We were going to deliver it in person.
We were?
Yeah. Go along with it, Phil.
So what were we going to deliver to our first patron sponsor?
Well, it's going to be a surprise, so we don't want her to hear it on this.
But this will be after the wedding, right?
Shut up, Phil.
Come on. I'm not letting you off the hook. I got to text her. All right, you keep talking.
The True Crime Podcast Festival is coming up on Saturday, July the 13th at the Marriott downtown Chicago, right on the Magnificent Mile. There are over 80 true crime podcasters coming, including The Vanished, Pretend Radio, Court Junkie, The Fall Line, Generation Y, Our True Crime Podcast, The Hidden Staircase, Coast to Ghost, Death by Champagne, Nature versus Narcissism, and lots more, including me, Joel, from Florida Men. Phil, you're still a no on that?
When is it?
Saturday, July 13th.
July 13th. Mm-hmm. I think I'm participating in a triathlon that day.
Triathlon?
Yeah.
Drinking, eating, and napping?
I was thinking more along the lines of drinking, music, and passing out, but I'm pretty good at that.
Okay, yeah. Those are your three sports?
Yeah.
All right, well, this
Not in that order. Not in that order.
Passing out is number one. So this is a full-day event, and it gives you a chance to meet your favorite podcasters in a large-scale meet-and-greet with several panel discussions and live episodes, too. I'm personally really excited about meeting some of my favorite podcasters in person and getting to meet our listeners face-to-face. To find out more and join the over 400 people who have bought tickets already, head to truecrimepodcastfestival.com. I can't wait to see you there.
That sounded scripted.
It was. They actually sent me ad copy to read. Do you have any events coming up or anything you wanted to plug? Last week you said you were going to be working on that.
I'm working on it, but no, not yet.
Really? Last week you did say next week. I'll have something written up, is what you said.
I did say that?
Yes, you did.
I said written up.
Written.
Written up.
Yep.
Well, I don't.
Okay.
But
you want to give us a hint?
It involves music.
Okay.
We're getting there.
Okay. Well, as usual, on Wednesday nights, I will be at the Brass Tap in Naples, Florida to host trivia by the Trivia Factory. And that's from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. And on Thursdays, I am in Fort Myers, also doing trivia at Fancy Southern Cafe. I will be hosting the Geeks Who Drink Pub Quiz, and that runs from 7 to 9 p.m. on Thursday. Both of those games are free to play, and you can win food and drinks and other prizes.
That sounded like something on The Price is Right.
Well, I am a professional.
You're a professional?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. We're getting paid for this now, kind of, sort of.
Well,
we
aren't. You are.
Well, I haven't taken a paid out yet, but...
How much are we up to in the bank account now?
In the PayPal? I don't even have a bank account yet.
So, yeah, how much do we have in the PayPal account?
$182.87.
We're almost at $200?
Yep.
And you hadn't shared?
Nope. I haven't looked. I was surprised, too.
So where's the stickers that we apparently was a huge investment of our budget that we didn't vote on?
Well, obviously, we have the $182 in there, so I haven't ordered them yet. But now that I know how much I've got in here, we've got in here, those are going to get ordered this week.
Thank you for putting the we in there. That makes me feel a little bit better.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't cheat you out of it.
All righty. Well, this is flowing fluidly.
Well, this is why I edit.
All right, let's get into this week's stories. Story numero uno. That's number one for our English-speaking friends. Florida man arrested for playing basketball completely naked at park to, quote, enhance his skills, unquote.
Because, the
Oh, dear.
The clothes and,
Maybe it's not even make it more aerodynamic. I don't know.
Yeah, they hold you back.
Yeah. Florida man was arrested over the weekend for playing basketball naked because he thought it would improve his skills, police say. Around 7:36 p.m. local time on a Sunday, a Longwood Police Department officer responded to a, quote, white male who was not wearing clothing, unquote, at Candy Lake Park on 299 Longdale Avenue.
The park is called Candyland Park?
Apparently so.
And he had his lollipop hanging out?
We're not doing these right off the bat. No. When police arrived at the scene, Jordan Glenn Anderson, age 29, could be seen walking around the basketball court of the park, playing with a ball, without any clothing on his body.
And his name's Jordan.
Yeah.
And he's playing basketball.
With a ball. When authorities approached Anderson and asked what he was doing, he stated he was working on his basketball skills and he feels playing naked enhances his skill level.
How?
Unquote. The officer stated in the report, the officer then told Anderson to get dressed and he complied. Get your ass over there and get the clothes off. The officer made contact with the park employee at the scene who said he contacted police when he saw Anderson in the nude playing basketball around the premises. Anderson was charged with indecent exposure of sexual organs and subsequently transported to the John E. Polk Correctional Facility for processing on a $500 bond. It is unclear whether Anderson has been released.
At least he didn't get a release.
Now, I am not a basketball player, but I did play sports back in the day. And in most cases, you know, as a man, when you play, you usually would wear an athletic supporter because it's painful if you're running and jumping and your junk's flopping around everywhere.
Yeah, because you could squeeze a nut and just, that's not conducive to the sports activities. No. You need something.
Yeah. You got to keep the boys in check. I mean, you got to keep them secure.
Yeah.
So the fact that this is enhancing his skills, I don't think LeBron does that. I don't think Jordan did that.
Well, this Jordan is apparently a white male who was not wearing clothing. So they say, white men can't jump. But, yeah, something tells me he's not the greatest basketball player to begin with.
Where did this happen? Longwood, a city in Seminole County.
Yeah, so that's like northeast of Orlando.
Has a crime rate 31 crimes per 1,000 residents. That's considerably higher than the national average across all communities in the U.S., according to Neighborhood Scout. Around 71% of Florida cities and towns of all sizes has a crime rate lower than Longwood's, whose roughly 15,000 residents have a 1 in 32 chance of becoming a victim to either violent or property crime in the area. Now, this was not discussed when we were trying to find the greatest places in Florida.
No. Well, obviously, this was low on the totem pole. But this would have been covered in the Orlando area, because it is kind of within that metro area. But, this technically does not count towards those statistics, because it's not a violent crime and it's not a property crime.
No.
It's just... I mean, would this be considered a sex crime?
No.
Because it's indecent exposure of sexual...
Indecent?
Indecent exposure of sexual organs.
No.
What classification would you put this crime in?
It's a misdemeanor. It's public nudity. He was out there by himself. There were children around. It would have been different, but no, they weren't.
Okay.
Still, what have we learned from this? Wear a jock strap, Jordan.
Wear fucking basketball shorts and... I mean, if you're going shirts and skins, then I guess you could have your shirt off, but put a damn shirt and some shorts on. Story number two. Florida man speeds down highway while standing out of his sunroof and says he'd rather go to jail than home to his wife.
Oh, okay.
I've had days where I thought about it before you say it. I know she listens, and I'm sure she's had days that she would rather go to jail than to go home to me.
Just be careful.
But at the end of the day, always go home. All right. A Florida man decided he wanted to drive his car on a busy expressway in Polk County while standing through his sunroof. Have you seen the video of this?
No.
All right, you got to go to the link in the show notes. This video is crazy. So a deputy who was off duty recorded the whole thing on video. He followed 70-year-old Leonard Olson and said Olson was going more than 100 miles per hour. At one point, the deputy says Olson sat on his open sunroof while the car was still moving.
Who's driving?
He's driving. He had it on cruise control. And he was steering with his fucking feet. when troopers caught up at one point, he's got his arms spread wide open like Leonardo di fucking Caprio in Titanic. I'm the king of the world. When troopers caught up with Olsen, he told them he was praising God.
He's about to meet him.
Yeah, he says he wanted to turn himself in because he'd rather go to jail than go home to his controlling wife. Olsen got his wish. He was taken to jail and is facing a misdemeanor charge for reckless driving. Just driving down the highway. And we glossed over the fact that this Polk County. Yes, yep. In Lakeland specifically. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
I mean, I've always thought about doing it, but you never actually do it. I mean, I guess I could do it with the Jeep. Put it on cruise control.
Yeah, that's great, Joel.
Set up on the roll bar.
You can barely keep between the lines with sitting in the seat, much less on a damn roll bar. You can't reach the damn steering wheel on a roll bar.
Yeah, you could, with your feet, you could.
All right, we're not going to try that.
All right, story number three. Oh, this is a good one.
Oh, shit.
I think I've seen this guy because this is a very distinctive vehicle. Yes, I think I saw him when we were coming back from Daytona.
Florida man arrested for, quote, "I eat ass," unquote, sticker on his pickup truck.
Mm-hmm.
Florida officials dropped charges against a Florida man who claimed his rights were violated when he was arrested last week for sporting an "I eat ass" sticker on the back of his truck.
They're big letters, too. They're like, yeah, they were big letters. Yeah.
Now, newly released dash cam footage shows the sheriff's deputy that pulled him over struggling to justify the arrest. On May the 5th, 23-year-old Dylan Shane Webb was pulled over on Highway 90 in Lake City after an officer with the Columbia County Sheriff's Office spotted his "I eat ass" sticker on the back of his Chevrolet truck. The deputy claimed the sticker violated statute 847.011, which is a misdemeanor that deals with possession and distribution of obscene material.
How is this obscene?
On a moral standpoint or just in legality terms?
Legality terms.
It's not in legality terms. Yeah. It's just stupid.
Yeah.
But recently released dash cam footage shows the arresting officer struggling to find an adequate reason to arrest Webb other than he hates the derogatory sticker.
So he was just... He got mad because he saw I eat ass, and he didn't want his wife to find out that there's another guy out there that goes a little bit farther than he will.
Stop it. And he got all pissy. No, we're not doing that to the police officers.
I'm not doing it to police officers. I'm doing it to this police officer.
Man, stop. Quote, "How is that derogatory?" Unquote, asked Webb. He said, the cop goes, "How is it not derogatory? Some 10-year-old kid sitting in the passenger seat of his mama vehicle slits over and sees I eat ass and asks his mom what it means. Now, how is she going to explain that?"
Well, if a 10-year-old doesn't know what eat an ass means, then he's a pretty dumb little 10-year-old
kid.
Well,
and the boy comes back and says, "Well, that's the parent's job, not mine." Exactly. Well responded. And the officer says, "Listen to me. What you have on the back of your window, okay, is a misdemeanor in the state of Florida. I have four kids, a 14-year-old, a 10-year-old, a 6-year-old, and a 4-month-old. If my 6-year-old was to look at me and ask, 'Dad, what does I eat ass mean?' I would be furious."
Oh, so now he's blaming it on the 6-year-old, not the 10-year-old.
After issuing a court date and telling him to remove one of the letters from his window so it would say A-S, I eat ass, not S, I guess, Webb declines and states his First Amendment rights are being violated. The deputy then goes into his squad car and calls another officer to help justify why he pulled over Webb in the first place.
So he pulled him over, didn't have a real reason other than he got pissed off because he saw the word ass.
"I ask him to take one of the letters off so it is no longer derogatory, and he is refusing. Is that not resisting?"
No, it's not resisting because you weren't arresting him beforehand.
"What are you charging him with?" responds the other officer.
Exactly.
Quote, "I'm charging him with obscene riding on a vehicle," says the deputy. Then they review the statute, and the officer on the call instructs the deputy to tow his shit.
Nice.
Webb was then arrested for resisting without violence and possession of obscene materials. He was later released on a $2,500 bond. Yesterday, Assistant State Attorney John Foster Durrett stated that all charges against Webb have been dropped. and that his I Eat Ass sticker is indeed protected by the First Amendment.
Damn right.
Having evaluated the evidence through the prism of Supreme Court precedent, it is determined the defendant has a valid defense to be raised under the First Amendment of the our United States Constitution. Given such, a jury would not convict under these facts, said Dirt in the letter. Webb's lawyer, and he got a lawyer for this. Webb's lawyer, Andrew Bondaru, said that his client is courageous and a brave man for standing up for his right to tell the world his love for eating ass. And they are now considering a number of potential claims against the sheriff's office.
I bet he's got girls just lining up now. You can eat my ass,
Corey. I think it was brave of him to refuse to take part of what he thought was protected speech, the lawyer said. I think it showed courage on his part. Webb has started a GoFundMe campaign to help him pay for his $2,500 bonds, over $200 for having his truck towed, and time missed from working legal fees.
And the first donor, I looked this up and I've got it linked in the show notes. The first donor donated $69 for
You know, I struggle. I understand the First Amendment right, and I agree he does have the right to put on his truck whatever he wants.
Yep.
However, however, even if you do like to eat ass, which is beyond me, why someone would want that or find that delicacy to be appealing. Because I know I would you don't have to share it with everybody. I mean, why announce it?
He's proud of it.
He's proud of the fact that he likes to eat ass.
Well, he's looking for a girl that likes to have her ass eaten.
How do you know it's a girl? Guys have asses too.
That's true. He didn't specify. He's got to put out his, you know, his little colors, and
I just threw up a little bit in my mouth. I ain't gonna lie.
Attract a mate.
I mean, I do like stickers. My Jeep has a lot of stickers on it. I will never. I can promise you.
I'm gonna get you one that says
no,
"I eat ass."
No. I swear to God, I will beat your ass. I will beat your ass.
Maybe that's all he had to do. He just had to get a B sticker, I beat ass.
I don't know if that's better or worse.
And I swear, either I've seen this guy.
No, if it's a B, it'd be I bet ass.
No, B-E-A-T, beat. So he just needed to add the B before the eat.
Sorry, I can't spell.
But I swear, either there is more than one vehicle that says "I eat ass" in big letters on the back of their window, or I've seen this guy.
Where would one go to find such stickers? He had to have them custom made.
Oh, they look custom made. That was just a plain Helvetica font, but they're just big. Yeah. So he put work into it.
Damn.
He wanted the world to know.
I mean, there's so many more things that you could like to eat other than ass. I'm not going
Reese's
to go into
peanut butter cups.
We've already established Cheez-Its.
Cheez-Its. Cheese balls.
I hadn't had a cheese ball yet.
What about Almond Joy?
I had one.
Just one?
Yeah. I didn't eat it together. I split them apart. So I had the mounds and then I ate the almond later. So theoretically and technically, it doesn't count.
Okay. What did it say on the wrapper?
Almond Joy.
Okay.
But I eat it like a mounds and a pack of almonds.
Okay.
I have nothing else to say about this except this is extremely disturbing and...
Oh, just wait. There's more. I mean, not to this story, but there's more stories.
All right.
Story number 4. Florida man arrested after allegedly stealing a truck full of coffins. Coffins.
Like dead people coffins? Like vampires?
Like the kind, you put dead people in and put them in the ground in. A Florida man who was suspected of stealing a box truck full of caskets was arrested by the Florida Highway Patrol in Jacksonville on Monday. Having been alerted to be on the lookout for a Ryder truck by Jacksonville Sheriff's Office, which had been reported stolen from a Jacksonville casket company,
Florida Highway Patrol located the vehicle shortly before noon on Monday. However, once a trooper ran tags on the truck, the driver failed to pull over and pressed ahead instead. A 25-mile chase on Interstate 295 ensued, with police chasing the truck and eventually managing to halt it after it came off the interstate and stopped at a red light at the intersection between Martin Luther King Parkway and Montcrief Road. 25 miles in a Ryder truck. They couldn't get the truck to stop for 25 miles.
Well, maybe they didn't have experience with pulling over a casket truck.
Well, it's it was a Ryder rental truck. It was just full of caskets. All right. Once they stopped the truck, troopers found out it was carrying a rather unusual load, which included three caskets. Quote, at first, I was shocked to see the caskets because obviously when you think caskets, you think of someone's loved one, unquote. Sergeant Dylan Bryan with the Florida Highway Patrol told Fox News.
That's not what I think about.
You think vampires?
I think vampires. Or dead people.
Well, this was just before people. Noon, so if they opened up one of the caskets and there was a vampire in there, they were good.
Oh, yeah.
Once the truck was stopped, Florida Highway Patrol arrested the driver, who was later identified as David Ayers. Despite being chased for over 20 miles, the 39-year-old never drove above the speed limit. Quote, he was not driving in an erratic manner, unquote, Brian added, explaining Ayers had been driving at around 55 to 60 miles per hour throughout.
So maybe he didn't see him.
I mean, it was a rental truck. Maybe the mirrors were, you know, not adjusted.
They actually get up beside him and...
Doesn't say, but...
Pull over!
Yeah, maybe the mirrors weren't adjusted to his liking where he could see properly behind him. Officer subsequently managed to unlock the caskets after using a tool they borrowed from a funeral home located a few blocks away from where the truck was stopped.
So... There's a special tool to open caskets?
Apparently so, yeah. Maybe it's like a handcuffs. You know, you got the handcuff key that works. It's kind of like a universal thing. It always works on every pair of handcuffs. Maybe there's the same thing for caskets.
Interesting.
Where the scene was actually two blocks from a funeral home, so I walked down to the funeral home to obtain a funeral key, a tool to unlock and open funeral caskets, unquote. Bryant continued. So, yeah, it's called a funeral key.
No shit.
I learned something new. The question you're going to ask at the end of this, what did we learn? We learned there is a tool called a funeral key that opens caskets. You're going to buy one on Amazon, aren't you?
So far, I'm finding songs.
Funeral key?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll continue while you're searching there. He added that his colleagues, quote, didn't know what to expect, unquote, when they opened the caskets and, quote, wanted to be respectful with those items, unquote, as they were unsure whether the caskets actually contained bodies. However, the caskets were empty. They were not the only unusual item officers found in the truck, which was also carrying a payment collection machine belonging to a car wash.
Now, which car wash is actually run doubles as a funeral service? Are he just picking these things up along the road?
I think he might have used, since he had the truck with him, stopped at a car wash, ripped it off the wall, and wanted to get the change out when he got home. Exactly. Quote, there could be anywhere from $20 to several hundred bucks in quarters in those machines, depending on how often the owner will empty out those coins, Brian explained. Florida Highway Patrol added Ayers probably ripped out car wash vacuum machines out of the car wash to get the money out. Following the arrest, the suspect, who had two outstanding warrants, was charged with auto theft, fleeing and eluding an officer, and driving while license suspended or revoked.
But not theft of property.
Auto theft.
That's auto theft. That doesn't mean he stole property. He stole the vehicle and...
Well, technically, they had no evidence until somebody reports the machine stolen that was actually stolen.
They didn't say... There's so many left untold here. Yes. So much. So,
I have a feeling they'll add charges.
Why said caskets inside? Where did he find them?
I'm sure he just stole the
box. What are you
going to
do with them?
It doesn't sound like he was... stealing the caskets to steal the caskets. I think he was trying to steal the truck and the caskets were already in it. Those sumbitches are heavy.
They are.
He didn't get them in there by himself. That's true. They were either in there already and he used the truck to steal the coin machine. That's my
good God
opinion.
Just when you think you've heard it all, story number 5 tells us that a Florida man posing as an FBI agent, dumps live catfish on a family's driveway. They're just flopping around out on the driveway.
It's like the end of that video for Epic by Faith No More. The fish just flopping around while the piano's going.
A Florida man drunkenly posed as an FBI agent and accused a family of harboring illegal aliens. Then he dumped live catfish on their driveway and fled. Run, according to local authorities. Christian Dudley, 42-year-old homeless man in Naples, Florida, was arrested after the incident on Friday.
He's a local.
And faces charges of impersonating a law officer and an open container.
He was drinking a beer.
While I'm an FBI agent.
He just came. He came from fishing. He had those catfish in with him, and
Collier County Jail records. He's being held on $5,250 bond and is set to appear in court next month. We have got to go to one of these one time.
Eventually, we will. I'm sure.
Dudley appeared to be, quote, heavily intoxicated around 9:30 p.m. when a deputy responded to a report that a man on a bike in Naples was claiming to be an FBI agent looking for illegal aliens.
Was that
according to Collier County Arrest Report?
Was that bike issued by the bureau?
I didn't say FBI on it, I don't think. But despite wearing an FBI hat, Dudley denied telling people he was an FBI agent, explaining that he only wears the hat so he doesn't get beat up, according to deputies.
Well, who the fuck is going to, if somebody's going to beat you up, is an FBI hat going to stop him? Is it like a force field?
Well, no, don't touch him. He's FBI.
Except he's homeless, so he's probably stinky.
Yeah.
He's carrying a bag of fish and he's drinking a beer.
Yeah. Yeah. He probably didn't think that through all the way.
No.
Another deputy went to the home of those who called to report the incident and learned that Dudley had ridden up to a woman there on his bike with flashing blue and red lights, introduced himself as a member of the FBI, and demanded that the woman hand over ID so that he could, quote, make sure she was here legally.
He had flashing.
He had blue and red lights on his bicycle.
What?
The woman said she was a U.S. citizen, told him to leave her yard, and threatened to call the police.
I bet he told her, I am the police.
Dudley responded that he was the police.
There you go.
At which point, the woman again told him to leave and went to get her husband, who also demanded that Dudley go away. But Dudley stuck around, saying again that he was an FBI agent and accusing the family of being, quote, guilty of housing illegal aliens, according to the arrest report.
So how did he find that out? Just because...
Profiling.
Yeah. So, yeah. I'm sure she looked Latina.
Yeah. The husband soon called the Collier County Sheriff's Office, and Dudley rode off. But before leaving, he dropped multiple live catfish in the driveway for unknown reason, according to the arrest report. Well, he was dumping weight so he could speed off faster.
Yeah, that was ballast.
So deputies said Dudley was, quote, very aggressive as he read his rights and arrested. So he was also very combative and refused to cooperate in giving information as he was driven to jail. Dudley faced charges last month for trespassing and drug paraphernalia, and last year for drug paraphernalia and open container, according to jail records.
So he's just continuing on his same pattern.
He dumped the catfish so he could go faster.
Okay, we'll go with that.
And they just flopped around on the driveway. The homeowner's like, what am I supposed to do with these now?
Did they not get them for animal abuse or
littering?
Littering, exactly. Oh, have I told you my littering story from Fort Myers Beach?
I don't think so.
So years ago, but this is before I met the wife. Some friends.
First wife or the second wife?
I've only got the one.
Oh. Oh, I'm sorry. We weren't supposed to talk about that. Never mind. Keep going.
Anyway, so some friends and I went went out drinking to Fort Myers Beach, and I was designated driver. And I had my old 95 Wrangler at the time, and there were six of us going in a two-door Jeep Wrangler.
Capacity of five.
Two or four.
Okay.
Yep. So we had two couples sitting in the back seat. Guys were sitting in the seats and the girls were sitting on their laps. And so we went up to Topo Mast in Fort Myers Beach.
They were drinking, and I was drinking Coke or Diet Coke or something. And so on the way home, I didn't notice that one of the guys in the back seat took a bottle of beer with him because he wasn't finished, but he wasn't going to hold us up. So he was drinking in the back seat. And as we're driving down the road heading south out of Fort Myers Beach, he tosses the beer bottle out the window. As we were passing a cop that had somebody pulled over on the side of the road. So the cop thought, oh, they're throwing a beer bottle at me. So lights come on and I turn down a side street. They're like, run, Joel, run. Don't wait for him. So I was like, I pull into a parking lot and turn my lights off, but they saw me. Yeah. So long story short, it's already a long story. I didn't get in trouble. They gave me a field sobriety test, but I'd not been drinking, so I was fine. But they asked me where the beer bottle came from. I said, I don't know, but it came from the back. All I know is it came from the back seat. So they got the guy on the passenger side, gave him a ticket for littering.
Fantastic.
Yeah. All right. So before we get to our next story, you want to pick a number for our fabulous Florida facts?
I'm thinking I've got 45 stuck in my head, and I don't know why. So we're going to go with 45.
All right. Oh, another local story. Sanibel Island may be the only place in the world with an official posture. The Sanibel Stoop is the position taken to retrieve samples of the more than 200 varieties of shells found there.
That's riveting.
Sanibel Stoop.
Mm-hmm.
You want to pick another number?
Sanibel Stoop.
Yep. You're bent over at the waist, picking up seashells.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. The next number in my head, I'm thinking 416.
416. All right. Daytona's Lynn St. James was the second woman ever to compete in the Indianapolis 500 when she finished 11th in 1992. The only rookie to complete the race, she was the first female to be named Indy Rookie of the Year. And I guess that's a Florida fact because she is from Daytona.
All righty. Thank you, Joel, for that.
These just get better and better.
I look forward to that every week. I'm not going to lie.
Yep.
And I look forward every week to that.
Yep. So since you've got a request on one of these stories, I will let you read story number six.
Story number six. Florida woman. All right. Many of you have sent this story in.
Yeah.
And
this was popular this week.
This was very popular this week, and we have to do our due diligence and report on and speak of it.
Mm-hmm.
However, so here we go. Florida woman arrested in Burger King bathroom with 7 syringes hidden inside her hoo-ha. That's right, folks.
Yep.
Not 5, not 6, 7.
7. And our previous record
was 3.
Well, and that was a guy with it in his ass. So this for smuggling syringes. This is definitely
pretty, this is pretty high up there.
Yes. Yeah. This is definitely.
This is a pro. Let's just call it that.
Absolutely.
Right. A Florida woman is facing charges after deputies say she hid several syringes in her hoo-ha.
Mm-hmm.
Deputies were called to the bathroom of a Burger King in Largo last week for a woman who was, quote, snarling and yelling at staff.
I once got busy in a Burger King bathroom.
Were you in the cripple stall or were you in the...
That's a lyric from the Humpty Dance.
Oh, okay. I thought you were being serious.
No.
Responding deputies wrote in their report that the woman was refusing to leave the property and showed several indicators of narcotics. The woman was identified as 35-year-old Jamie Westcott, allowed deputies to search her, but pulled away when they searched her groin area.
If I had a nickel for...
Deputies say they, quote, felt something hard in her vagina area.
Yeah, they did.
According to the arrest report...
I'll put something hard in her vagina area.
Stop it. Really? You're going to need more than one. According to the arrest report, Westcott refused to say what the item was, but uttered that she fucked up. Deputies noted they gave her several chances to tell them what the contraband was, and she was warned she would face additional charges if it was brought into the jail.
Don't stick your finger in there. You're going to get poked.
Westcott was
7
brought,
times.
Westcott was brought to the Pinellas County Jail, where deputies say she removed 7 syringes from her hoo-ha. The arrest report says there was a clear substance inside the syringes, but did not identify what the substance was.
What could it be?
Probably not saline.
Insulin.
Could have been insulin. Probably not saline. I'm not, or sugar water. Or, you know, nothing like that. Mm. Probably. Because that wouldn't warrant.
A syringe. Yeah. You usually have that in a bag.
Yeah. Westcott was charged with possession of drug paraphernalia, introducing or possessing contraband in a county detention facility, and resisting an officer without violence.
So they gave her the option to pull it out right there in the Burger King bathroom.
But no, she took it. She's nope. I'm going to take my chances. Took him to the jailhouse, strip searched her, and she yanked out seven of those bad boys. Seven.
Didn't say if they were in a baggie
or anything. Thinking seven of those is probably, what, 2 inches in diameter when you wrap them all together?
Yeah, probably. It depends. Yeah.
Because I'm not thinking, we're not talking those big, we're not talking the big, we're talking just the normal little.
No, just, like
Seven. Rubber banded. In a baggie, what? Or just straight up shoved up in there?
I mean, if you got them in a compact little formation, like with a rubber band around them, not the girth might be a little bit on the big side, but the length, that's below average.
Thank you, Joe.
Mm-hmm. So I don't see the best
play-by-play man in the business.
I don't see an issue with the size of the syringes. The package of syringes being the issue, because I mean babies come out of there.
What the fuck are you talking about? What are you talking about?
I'm saying that it is not that difficult, I don't think, to shove seven syringes.
Okay, I tell you what, you go home to your wife tonight, and you can ask her.
I can
don't because it's not going to end well. I promise you, it's not. Don't even think about it. We're going to end it right there.
I'm going to say something the size of seven syringes. Not necessarily syringes themselves, is not an above average size of an object to be inserted in that area. In general.
You did it. I warned you. All right. But still, she holds the record for seven syringes up the hoo-ha. And all we can hope is they had a cap on the end of the needles.
Yes. We'll put a little badge on our post for this that, Jamie Westcott is our current syringe.
Are the champions, stuffing my friend.
Champion.
Damn.
She's not bad looking either. Did you see the mugshot?
I'm not commenting. All right. That's the show for this week, folks. If you want to hear more, please subscribe to the podcast using the links in the show notes.
If you like the show, please rate us 5 stars and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you listen to Florida Men.
Like and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We are at Florida Men Pod.
Got a suggestion for a story you'd like us to cover? Send us an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 567-432-9674. And we did get a couple of voicemails this week.
Really?
Yeah. You want to hear them?
Sure.
Relatively new fan from California. I am currently on episode 10, so I feel like I'm stuck in the past right now. You guys are probably up in your 50s right now in your episodes. You guys are probably big time movie stars.
Yes, we are.
Tito's. Maybe he's done some sort of brain operation to get rid of his fear of clowns. Hopefully he's not afraid of clowns anymore. But anyway,
missed that one.
You guys to know that I really really love what you guys are doing. I thought that the idea for the podcast was absolutely genius, and I love listening to it, and I am enjoying how you guys are progressing. So keep it up. I'm eventually going to catch up and stay current, but I kind of wanted to do it chronologically. So I hope to see you guys still doing it by the time I catch up. All right. Take care.
And where's he from? California?
California. Yeah. He didn't leave his name, but thanks.
Thanks, brother. We appreciate it.
Yeah, and we got another one here from another listener.
Hey, this is Kelly Hurst. I love your podcast. I've been binging on it every day, just trying to catch up to the current day. You guys are hysterical. I love the puns. I love the stories. I love the banter. Keep it up. You got this. So great. Anyway, thanks, guys. Bye.
That's pretty cool. Thank you.
Yeah, and Kelly actually sent us a message on Facebook, too. Saying that episode 13 was our best episode so far. That was the one, if you'll recall, with the ice cream truck and all the puns.
Oh, no.
And she said the dad jokes were the best part.
How much did you pay her to say that?
Not a dime.
To give her a free Patreon subscription or something?
Not a dime. Nope.
All righty. If you would like to support the show financially, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/floridamen, or to get early access and extended ad-free episodes and other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/floridamen.
And we'd like to thank our Patreon subscribers personally, and they are Matt, Roxanne, Travis, Colin, Heather,
woo-hoo!
Kurt, Stephanie, The Hidden Staircase Podcast, Koneth, Erica, Jessica, Paradise After Dark Podcast, and Katie. And by the way, Jessica, just before we started recording today, actually increased her pledge.
No way.
Absolutely. She is now at the Daytona level.
Wow.
I believe.
Sweet. I think
that's what it was.
This program is provided for informational use only. No warranty or professional relationship is implied, and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of the Florida Man Podcast and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Productions Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and mixed beneath the light of a neon moon.
A neon moon?
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean you were naked and had a neon light shoved up your ass, or what?
No.
Neon moon. Okay.
You haven't heard that song?
No. And as
it's
always,
a country song.
Is it? What is that? Oh, you're stereotyping now?
No, I'm just
you're profiling,
saying,
aren't you?
You're a country music fan, Brooks and Dunn.
Mm-hmm.
Of a neon.
Yeah, I know what it is, Joel.
Okay.
As always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man. And Tracy, as always, you can kiss my ass.
Florida Man, might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. A mobile tiny house inside. It's Florida Man. Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man. Florida Man. He's a dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida Man.